Yes.
Well, would you matter number one in the applications, Mr. Your Honour? Matter of Amy Cooper.
Yes, Alton Lee appeal.
My name is Castle.
Thank you. So I understand there's two RTA appeals. I'll deal with those both now.
Your Honour, this is a request for referral to the Traffic Rehabilitation Offenders Programme. In that case, could I request an adjournment for 2 weeks?
Representation from the RTA?
I appear for the authority URA, QURAAA.
The client is on a P2 licence. I don't know what the record is, but at least on this occasion incurred 9 points, 2 speeding matters.
Yeah, that one was on a double remote weekend, Your Honour.
No excuse, is it?
And my client does have fairly pressing reasons for a licence.
Won't get it. She does a traffic offender 10, the program 15 times. Won't get it. Won't get it. Makes a mockery of the demerit point system if young people especially. I think because they need to get to university or school or whatever, public transport is here.
University and work, Your Honour.
So what? We all do. Okay? People
are
closed.
Are
subject to 7 points for a P2 license. Your client's got 9. 2 speeding matters.
One of them was on a double demerit weekend. I appreciate that
there's a double demerit
weekend. Well, I think that's fairly significant, Your Honour.
No, it's not.
It's
twice she's been everywhere able to be demonstrated. Don't talk to me when I'm talking to you, okay? Double demerit points are well advertised. But 2 times your client's been caught exceeding the speed limit on a provisional 2 license. You want to kill somebody? The cumulative of causes, one of those in double demerit points, period. So what is what I'm going to say to her when she gets in the witness box?
She held her
She will need to explain to me why she blatantly committed those 2 offences and disregarded her need for a license, because that's exactly what she's done.
Well, my client is before the court, Your Honour. If Your Honour's not prepared to adjourn, I'm happy to have the matter dealt with now. It appears that we've already...
Well, I'll hear evidence from Ms. Cooper to tell me exactly the situation behind these 2 offences. Then I may consider any further application you wish to make.
You want
okay?
me to call Ms. Cooper?
Yes, Ms. Cooper, Amy Cooper. Just come up to the witness box, thank you, ma'am.
Can I tell you some testimonial, Your Honour?
Not at the moment. Just come up to the witness box, thank you, ma'am. Just remain standing there, thank you. Now, before giving evidence, do you wish to give evidence on oath to God, or do you wish to make an affirmation, which is a promise to tell the truth? Do you swear by Almighty God that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, just take a seat there. Thank you, Ms. Cooper, and please speak up loudly and clearly. Please that microphone in front of you.
Thank you.
Now, the RTA file, the Minimark Exhibit 1. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Castle. Cathy, just bring it straight here. Don't worry about exhibit stuff. Don't worry. Yes, Mr. Castle.
Could you please tell the court your full name and address?
My name is Amy Cooper. I live at 18 Horton Street, Liverpool Point.
And you're the defendant in this matter?
Yes, I am.
The applicant in this matter. On the 14th of March 2009, you were convicted of driving a vehicle at more than, sorry, but not more than...
I was a Canada-detected offence of speeding on the 14th of March 2009 in the Eastern District at Darlinghurst, northbound, travelling at 97 and 80 zone.
Okay, I was not aware that I was speeding at the time.
Why not?
Because I would have been driving out from Windsor, at which point the speed limit is 100 kilometres per hour, and then I would have just set the... cruise control on whatever the speed limit was, but then, you know, after driving
this
for...
This is Eastern District,
yeah.
Okay, this is in the city.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But you can still
speed
continue.
Speed limit goes down to 80, I know, but you're the one responsible for how the car goes.
Yes, that's correct. And then, after driving for that period of time, you just keep going. And then, I was not aware of speeding at 100 kilometres per hour.
97 in an 80 is what the camera got you at, okay? Those signs clearly say 80. Did you see the signs?
I don't know.
Of course you didn't. You don't know if you saw the signs. You have to establish evidence to my satisfaction that a fit and proper person have a licence. Explanation for this offence does not cut it, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Can't use the cruise control defence because there isn't one there. You're the one who has the control of the vehicle. Okay, you're now in the city. Get the cruise control off. You're the one who can see the speedometer right in front of you. You're the one who has your eyes opening out to see what the speed limit signs are, because they do change, especially on major roads like that. From 100, 110, 100 to 80 or 90 or whatever.
I'm not allowed to 110.
I know, but you've done it. At 97 in an 80 zone, okay? That's why you're here today. And you're blissful in the world of the fence. That's a real concern to me.
I'm not only aware that I've committed an offence. The reason I'm here is because I've been told that I have to come to court because...
You're not going to appeal. You have to establish you're a fit and proper person and I'm not going to restore it to you. No, you're not. I'm just saying you're only evidence on one offence, okay? You've got two speeding offences within a month of one another.
Okay. That's very good,
isn't it? Okay? Let's talk about the first one. The 20th of March, you drove from Windsor, it was on speed... What do you call it? The cruise control? Why didn't you look at the signs?
You have to vary it as you go through. So you adjust and then you speed up again during a certain time. I mean, the speed limit doesn't stay at 80 the whole way through.
You have to look at the cruise control because you have to establish yourself a pattern of driving. So you have control. Instead of thinking the car is going to drive itself, because the cruise control is not the point you are, okay? So I suggest quite clearly, I've got a cruise control on the cars I have. I don't use it. I want to be in control. That's lazy driving. That's just not a good excuse, okay? So you struck out on that one. Okay, the next one, 11th of April. Hang on. Okay. It's not good, is it? 5:04 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of April, Victoria Road, Wildermere. 79 to 60 zone. What the hell's going on there?
Okay, the road on Parramatta changes from a 60 zone to a 70 zone.
It's never a 79 zone, is it? Never an 80 zone. Is it? Agree with that?
May I continue?
I'm asking you the question, is it? It's not anything other than a 70 zone. From Parramatta to the city, on Victoria. Just answer that question. It's never more than 70, is it? 60, 70, squeeze around 40, okay? So why are you doing 79?
I was aware that the point where I thought it was a 70 zone. There's very limited signing in that area.
So that's why you do 79.
The point where I was caught was when I was going down a slope. I was unaware that I had raised above, you know, the limit. And then when the police caught me at the bottom of the hill, they said that I was doing 79, which I just thought was very odd. But it was also right before I changed to 70. It was about 500 metres away.
It's half a kilometre. You've got no idea about the road rules, do you, man? You've got no idea that your responsibility is to ensure that you, and only you, comply with the road rules when you're behind the wheel of your car. It's not a hill like you're going to be racing down there. It's a slight slope, okay? Now 79, 81 to 79 is what police got you at, okay? You put on 79 on the ticket, the lesser amount. That's still way above the 70 zone if you thought it was a 70 zone. Alright? That's a 60 zone, the area in which you were caught speeding. Maybe in 70 zone 500 metres up the road. That's a half kilometre. That does not condone your actions. Why weren't you in a position to understand your traffic at 79? Once again, ignoring the signs, you didn't see the 60 zone sign, they are there.
They're very sparse.
They are there, ma'am. Okay? And you're the one who's got the speedometer right in front of you. You don't seem to want to look at it. You've got every excuse under the sun. You're responsible for these two offences, nobody else.
I admit
that clearly demonstrates to me, and your own answers clearly demonstrate to me, you've got no idea. It's the hill that's caused you to commit the offence. It's a sign 500 metres up the road saying 70, which allows you to go to 79. No way. You should go back to school. Look at the handbook. Better still, go to the morgue and see dead bodies caused by speeding. Maybe then you might start looking at the speedometer, keeping an eye out for the signs which are there. Sparse or not, they are there. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do.
I don't give licence back to young people, of course. They want to have at the back for their own convenience. You've got to demonstrate why. There's nothing exceptional in any of these offences. In fact, your explanation leaves a lot to be desired. Clearly demonstrates to me you just don't have a clue about your responsibilities. Okay? Why do you need a licence?
Because I have lots of responsibilities. I help out.
Don't we all? You've got two speeding within 1 month of each other. very early in your driving career. That's not good enough. What do you do for a living?
I look after children.
Where?
Gladesville. I'm a coordinator at Assembly
Bay. Lindley Point, so yes. It's not too far to get a bus.
Not at 6:30 in the morning.
There's buses at 6:30 in the morning.
From Lindley Point?
Yes, I'm sure
they've been decreased.
Yeah, I know, but how far is it? If you've got a cab, 2 kilometres?
More than that.
There's other ways you can get there. You can get a push bike and start riding, can't you? There's other alternatives available to you. It's one suburb away. Lindley Point's over the bridge, isn't it? Then you've got Gladesville. So it's not as if you're going from the Hills District where there's absolutely no trains and buses are absolutely chock-a-block.
I do spend a lot of time in the Hills District. That's where my fiancé lives. We're planning on getting married.
Sir, get out of this courtroom now and take that damn phone with you. Is it off? Otherwise I will take it and make sure it's off. It will be permanently off. Anybody else with a mobile phone, please make sure they are turned off. There's multiple signs that everybody's ignored, or this gentleman certainly has ignored. If any more goes off, I will confiscate them. It does interfere with the recording equipment. Do not turn any on before they are turned off. If I do that go one more time, you will never get it back, okay? It's off? It better be off, okay? Trying to do a job here. Very important for this young lady. Try and explain to me certain things, and it's not helpful when we have mobile phones going off. Big deal is what I'm going to say to you. I can't play the devil's advocate here, because the community have a right just as much as you do in relation to your appeal. They want me to consider carefully what you're saying to me, not have somebody who willingly, knowingly commits 2 speeding offences within a month to be back on the streets driving because she lives at Lindley Point and works at Gladesville. No, sorry. That may be a bit inconvenient to get a bus early in the morning or make alternative arrangements. Perfect, and I come out to see you. Okay, it's 3 months.
I also have other commitments at my church in Moston. And other commitments.
Again, it's a public transport trip away, isn't it?
And other commitments at the church in Castle Hill.
Once again, it's another difficulty you've created for yourself. Why do we have demerit point system, ma'am? You tell me.
To ensure, well, I think first and foremost it's a revenue raising thing, but to make sure...
Not exactly, Mr. Castle's put his head in his hand. That's disgusting response. That's the newspaper response, okay? You've committed 2 offences. Why shouldn't you pay fines for committing those 2 offences?
I agree.
Shut up, please, ma'am. I'm going to talk to you now, and you listen hard. That response is another black mark against you, okay? Revenue raising. That is the most ridiculous thing any person can say to anybody else. Alright? Why is there a point? I will tell you. It's pretty simple. To act as some sort of checking mechanism for all of us. To ensure that we keep to the road rules when we're behind the wheel of a car. To make sure we're going to be safe drivers. And if we're not safe drivers, if we inadvertently are not concentrating and have 1 offence, we'll have 3 points deducted, or whatever the points are. And then we know, okay, for me, I've got 9 more to go. I must make sure my licence is very important to me. I must make sure I do not lose it. But more importantly, I don't want to kill somebody out there on the road. That's the reason why we have demerit points, okay? Do you understand now? Give me that revenue rating. That's a disgusting response. Gee, if I had the power to increase it, I would. 3 months inconvenience, and you think you're God's gift, do you?
No, I don't.
Why are you here wasting my time? Because that's exactly what you're doing. You've got no idea. You clearly demonstrate that by your own answers. You've got no idea why we have those rules. You seem to think you're exceptional. You're not.
I don't.
Your explanations are pitiful. I don't mean to embarrass you, but they are pitiful. And that answer there, I think everybody is thinking, my God, what's this young lady doing? Putting herself deeper and deeper in a ditch. Exactly what you've done. Okay, so you work at Gladesville, you live at Lindley Point, so that's not a massive journey. Okay, church commitments, unfortunately, other people are going to have to help you out there. You don't deserve to be on the road. And hopefully you're going to learn how important your licence is to you, which obviously you didn't think about on the 14th of March, when you had your cruise control on going through the Eastern Distributor. Nor did you, on Victoria Road at Rivalry, think about the consequences of the possibility of losing your licence. Double demerit points, you're aware of that. Easter time. Very, very foolish young lady. you don't get the notice right now after today, you never will. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I do. Yes, I do.
Do you see any merit in your own application? No. Mr. Carlson, any other questions you wish to ask?
There are other reasons for my client retaining her licence.
Well, she can tell me.
Do you attend university?
Yes, I do.
Where's university?
Your Honour.
And Macquarie Uni?
Yeah, bus trip away, isn't it? It is.
Well, exactly.
It is a bus trip away. You might have to take two buses. Get the bus from Lindley Point down Brisbane Road into Graysville Street to Hunter's Hill. Then you hop on the 506. Easy. Yeah, Nika. You were born 80 years ago, you'd have to walk 20 miles to school every day. Gosh knows how you're going to be treated.
At night time, late at night, there is no public transport.
At 11 o'clock at night. There? Yeah, I know, but the other arrangement would have to be made. You knew about all those commitments when you blatantly drove well in excess of the speed limit you thought it was, let alone the actual speed limit of 60. You knew full well of your commitments. And you didn't care. You didn't think of them. And now you're asking me to think of them. No, I'm not going to. Because I have no guarantee you're not going to continue to offend me. Because you just seem to think revenue rate, you know, that's a pitiful response.
They are there to protect us, but I believe that the demerit point system...
Shut your mouth, because I don't think it's going to do any good. Mr. Castle is really aiming for you to be quiet. You can have your own views on that. Speed cameras are there. They do pick up people who offend, who breach the law.
That's right.
They have to pay fines.
Your Honour, I'd like you to take into account...
Any further questions? Because you need
no,
to
no further questions, Your Honour.
Is there any cross-examination?
No, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cooper. You certainly have not demonstrated to me any great due regard for your rivals, have you? You put your head in the hands when you said revenue raising. I mean, she's a forthright young woman, but a very selfish one.
Well, it is the general public consensus, I believe, Your Honour. It's not shared by you. I'd like you to take into account, Your Honour, that my client has held a licence for 2 years. She's had two offences. They were both committed in close proximity of each other.
And the explanations given.
Except that they're an aberration.
No, they weren't.
Your Honour,
Ms. Castle, really, I know, you're doing your job. They're not an aberration. You heard your client's own evidence in relation to it. Cruise control didn't even notice it was an 80-something.
Your Honour's come to the conclusion that my client is not a fit and responsible person to hold a licence. Your Honour, my client has offered and sought to be to participate in the traffic reoffenders program.
It won't change my decision. She's clearly demonstrated.
I think she needs actually an order from the court to attend her, Your Honour.
No. Solicitors send off their clients before women and plead guilty. She can voluntarily take herself off there. She would not get a licence back from me, even if she did it, okay? It may be helpful for her to do it. That just shoots home the common sense that we all should have in relation to the dangers of drinking and driving and speeding and any other offence out there. Your client's own evidence in relation to these two offences leaves a heck of a lot to be desired. And I think that is clear for you, as well as me, and hopefully now her. Not good enough.
Why is it
the young people seem to think that since they live one suburb away from where they were, that inconvenience is going to be too great for them to bear? Welcome to the real world. We are spoilt, this generation. Very, very spoilt. She seems to think she's hard done by incurring 9 points. It's the car's fault, it's the hill. Huge hill in Victoria Road, I don't think so. That's never going to be an explanation. Double demerit point, she was aware of it this time. No merit whatsoever. I'm not satisfied with the evidence that Ms. Cooper is a fit and proper person. I have a licence accordingly. The suspension of the appeal is dismissed. Suspension of 3 months will take place as of now, the 26th of June 2009. It means you must not drive until after the 25th of September.
Your Honour, may I ask the suspension start?
Appeal is dismissed now. Now?
It's just my client.
She's driven to court today. She's a very, very foolish young lady.
She'll have to
arrange somebody else to drive the car. It's taken place as of now, 5 to 10. Can't. Ms. Cooper, where did you park your car? We'll escort you to make sure you don't drive it.
I don't think that will be necessary.
Well, I hope not. Police around here always catch the persons who only drive for the first and only time, driving while suspended. Ms. Cooper, you
I'll wait, I'll wait, I'll wait
as
my
of
time.
Now. Ms. Cooper, stand up, thank
I
you, ma'am.
I don't understand that I'm not to drive
not to drive as of now for a period of 3 months, okay? If you drive while suspended, I'm talking to you, please stand up, I can't see your eyes at all. Very important things I need to say to you, okay? If you get caught driving while suspended, it carries consideration of a jail sentence.
Yes.
Okay? Also carries a minimum period of disqualification of 12 months. So do not be tempted at all to drive for any reason for the next 3 months. Okay? Now, why you drove to court today when this appeal was pending, I do not know. But certainly do not be tempted to drive home. You'll have to make other arrangements, okay?
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Castle.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Yes,
Your Honour, I can see there's a second matter in the list.
William Coston?
Yes, I haven't been instructed in relation to that, but if the matter can stand, I'll obtain a file.